This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. With the Delta variant driving coronavirus cases up and vaccinations slowing, more Colorado health systems are weighing mandates for workers to get vaccinated. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Banner Health, which runs several Colorado hospitals, announced a mandate last week for its workers to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. UC Health's Dr. Richard Zane says it already requires employees get a flu vaccine. He says a COVID-19 vaccination mandate is coming later this year and will help make its facilities and workers safer.
I view every COVID death now as a preventable death. Compare that to a year ago, where it was a tragic death. Now it's a preventable death.
Some other systems, like Centura, are sticking with cash incentives for now. Nationally, more hospitals, health systems, and governments are adopting mandates. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council says it will consider the first recommendation from an independent police reform commission. The commission asks for more crisis response teams. That includes a police officer, a paramedic, a mental health professional, and a social worker. The team responds when someone is upset or has a mental health issue during a 911 call. For the first time, a Vietnamese American has been named a head coach at the University of Colorado Boulder. Anthony Pham will lead the women's tennis team. CU says he's also likely the first Vietnamese American head coach in any NCAA's so-called Power Five conferences. Pham has been the interim coach at CU since the beginning of July. This is CPR News.